We need to, we haven't played the Florida International University Golden Panther fight song in a day.
No. Mm-hmm.
We need to go ahead and do that because everybody's, I mean.
By the way, in their game notes, just because you need to know this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you might get a stern word.
Okay.
They, and it's in their game notes, and I haven't seen this since we played Louisiana Monroe. They want to be called FIU.
Oh, good.
Not Florida International.
Whew. They want to be FIU?
FIU.
Good.
Really?
Makes things easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, that is what they want to be called,
right.
FIU.
I thought they were going to say they wanted to be called Florida International, and that ain't happening. So it could be Panthers. Anyway,
huh.
That's just a little in-house shopkeep, you know, bookkeeping,
well,
whatever,
just
note-taking.
I just remember that when we played, ULM?
Right.
You know, and they said, we are ULM. We are not Louisiana Monroe. Only in their game notes, they misspelled Monroe,
yeah.
and it was Monore. Monore.
Nicely done.
I think Leo puts manure on the field to help the grass grow.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, there we go. Let's see, what else were we doing?
You were going to want the fight song,
oh, yeah.
Which
good.
I'm ready. So.
You got it. Let's. Here it is for the Golden Panthers.
It's like in three parts. Stop.
Yep.
There's one. Stop. That was two.
Uh-huh.
Stop. Okay, there's three.
Sorry.
So I guess four parts.
Yeah.
We're not going to hear it anyway.
That could be played with nine instruments.
You're right. Sounds like the words ought to be Bula Bula. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Oh, are you saying they ripped off OU?
Well, just good for them. I'm glad they have, Let's talk about what's really important. People,
by the way, next week when we play Oklahoma State, I have the worst song ever.
Oh, okay.
Because it's what they play after they score. It's not their fight song. It's called the waving song.
Okay.
It's awful.
Okay. Let's get back to what's really important now. I mean, we've talked about college football. We've talked about Florida International. It's time for the
FIU.
I'm sorry. Time for the People Magazine list of the best dressed of 2010.
Well, who else is on there?
Thank you. Number four is Leah Michele.
Oh, from Glee.
From Glee. Number three would be, I mean, there's a full 10, but I'm figuring we want to have the absolute bright lights on the top.
Best of the best.
Yeah. Number three would be Jessica Alba.
Ooh.
Best dressed.
Easy.
Number two would be Rihanna. Notice how I pronounced that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And number one for the best dressed, I mean, just have you got a guess? I mean, I know your first thought's Paris Hilton, but that's not right.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Meredith Vieira. I don't know who.
Yeah, Meredith Vieira.
Meredith Vieira.
Throwing out a name.
Betty White.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, something in chiffon.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Jennifer Aniston would be number one.
Okay.
Best dressed?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, her career's in the dumper, so she might as well get.
And she's famous now for making really bad movies and getting dumped by Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
I mean, Friends has been off the air.
Oh, but she's been dumped by a lot of people since Brad Pitt.
But
her career.
Friends has been off the air for 10 years.
Yeah, her career's been in the dumper for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, and somehow or other, she keeps popping up on these.
I mean, we don't keep hearing about Matthew LeBlanc for crying out loud.
That's right, because he lays low. He knows he has no career.
Yeah, he's just taking his money. And
he's
invested.
He's getting residual checks.
That's it.
He's waiting for the next Friends reunion special.
Yeah.
You know,
he'll show up with a beer gut.
Well, he keeps texting
How
him, going,
you doing?
Are we going to do this? Are we going to do a reunion, Joe? Come on.
I've got dates. I'm
That's
open.
Right. That's right. I got mall closings and openings I need to do, but aside from that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. The Texas Board of Education.
Mall closings?
Really?
Yeah. What happens when you get called for a mall closing?
Is he going to be in Brownwood this weekend?
What does he do? The countdown to the implosion?
Look him up. Let's see what he's doing.
Yeah.
Let's see
Matt
what
LeBlanc.
He's
I'm
doing.
On it.
All right. Let's find out what Matt LeBlanc is doing.
Matt LeBlanc.
See, folks, we talked about this off the air yesterday. I know we didn't really, but
there's a fan side.
He's calling Phoebe, see if she's got anything going.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, never mind.
Nothing.
Well, you know, all those people, really, I guess, except for, what's your name? Your favorite has a new show,
okay,
right?
Okay, we're stopping. We're not going any farther, okay?
I want a focus group
no,
here, Scott.
No, on Friends, on a show that's been off the air for 10 years and wasn't all that good while it was on.
Now you're going to step out of the way.
I guess I can't say because I never saw it, but you're right.
Yeah.
The Texas Board of Education considering regulating how Texas textbooks can describe Islam. One board member has complained that textbooks have been tainted with gross pro-Islamic anti-Christian distortions. According to the Dallas Morning News, supporters of the resolution claim that more such discriminatory treatment of religion may occur as Middle Easterners buy into the U.S. public textbook system that they've got. As they are doing so, they're offered no specific evidence of such investments as they are, in other words, buying in. I don't know who that was. Do we know if that was McElroy? We don't know.
It's the first I've heard of it.
Do know. Yeah. Anyways, in Dallas Morning News. All right, let's see. Let's talk about what's important, too. As college freshmen have settled into their life on campus, health and nutrition experts warn that freshman 15 is no myth. You do a search of the term, and you'll find colleges across the country are offering advice to incoming freshmen about how to avoid gaining extra pounds. A fourth-year student at Samford University offers up some tips for making your way through the cafeteria without overdoing it. If you eat 120 more calories per day, you know, they're saying eat. Can we say if you consume? Because it may not be eating that causes the extra calories. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's good. That's an excellent point.
If you consume more calories per day than you burn, like 120, that's 3,600 extra calories per month, or about a pound. In a year, that's 12 pounds. And over your four-year college career...
Who goes for 4 years anymore?
Yeah.
Overachievers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you never go to a football game?
Huh? Yeah.
Well, that's like when they do
the... party?
Well, that's like when they do the... talk about the tax rate, you know, property tax rate. For somebody living in a $100,000 house. Okay, fine. That's
The only reason we do that is because the math's easy.
The math is easy. And you're talking media people.
Yeah.
Who probably didn't take math in college. Anyway.
No more than I had to.
That's right. Over that four-year college career, that's 50 pounds. Before you put anything else on your plate, before you consume anything else, stop at the salad bar. Sure. Make sure that at least half your plate is filled with colorful fruits and veggies.
Yeah, because after nights of binge drinking, everyone goes to the salad bar at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You need some carbs to suck that stuff up, right?
Yeah, it's pancakes and nachos at 2:30, all right?
The other half of your plate should contain lean protein sources.
Right.
Choose baked
I have a turkey bacon. Scrambled eggs.
Well, the deal is you're stopping at the drive-thru on the way home anyway. It has nothing to do with the cafeteria.
Yeah.
You're going to get something and be eating it out of a bag, and it's wrapped in paper, okay?
Yeah. With double cheese.
Yeah, or foil. Oh. A can of Coke has 140 calories per serving. One can a day can add an extra pound to your body over a month's time, so choose water. Okay, or skim milk. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Glad we can help you with
skim milk, also known as water with a teaspoon of flour in it.
Oh, man. Yeah, when my taste buds are screaming at me.
Yeah.
Judy, I'll have some skim milk because I am famished. Yeah.
I'm glad that we can help you as you fight that. All right, now here's a battle of biblical proportions. It's one IHOP, better known as the International House of Pancakes, since we're talking about this.
Oh, no.
Do you know where we're going?
I think I do.
Fights another IHOP, which would be the International House of...
Prayer.
That's right.
I knew it.
Over the use of those four famous letters. Last week, Pancake IHOP filed suit against Church IHOP, alleging trademark dilution and infringement. You know the Pancake IHOP, of course. Who could forget the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Oh, my goodness.
Where else would you want to go but there when you want to get pancakes that have been stuffed with cheesecake, after all, with boysenberry syrup on top of it?
And a Diet Coke, please.
Anyway, the breakfast chain been around since the late 50s using that IHOP acronym. Since the early 70s.
Well, but you know, the new one in Bryant, Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They went ahead and spelled it all out.
Did they?
They nearly had to make that restaurant 100 yards wide to get all those letters up
there.
You've
been in there?
No.
Yeah, I haven't.
But
I have.
But it says International House of Pancakes on there.
Yeah, it's a nice little restaurant.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
How's it different than the original? The original one.
It's not
here.
Shaped like an A.
Yeah.
It's newer.
Yeah.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
More tables.
Yeah. How's it smell as soon as you get in there?
Smells like breakfast.
Like bacon frying. And
bacon
what's wrong
frying.
With that,
see, that's what I'm saying. It's bacon frying.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile.
See, back when I was in college, I'd go to the one over there at University and South College, and you'd go in that special room, you know, the smoking room.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it smelled like bacon and cigarettes. It was a dream come true for a college team.
Yeah. All right, yesterday I'm at the spice rack. We'll get back to this in a minute.
You're
I'm
at the spice rack.
I'm looking for, I'm looking for some spices.
What spices were you looking for? I'm just curious.
Yeah, little.
Little turmeric.
Yeah. Little
ginger.
Yeah.
I was looking for a blended spice.
Tarragon?
That,
rosemary?
Got all those. Anyway, I was looking for a blended spice that McCormick apparently makes, but I couldn't,
you couldn't find it.
No,
isn't it hard to find stuff on the spice rack?
No, it's okay.
It's supposed to be in alphabetical order, but sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
who has
know,
the time?
It's a Greek alphabet.
Talk about smacking of effort.
Yeah.
And the type is a little. Anyway.
That's right.
but they had bacon flavored salt.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Put that on your popcorn.
Ooh, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, Christmas gift for Chase. Okay. Meanwhile,
with a little watermelon.
Because you could put that on your cheese fries as soon as they come out.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
as
you're
soon
right.
as they come out of the grease,
and
you know,
it's
go
everything.
Ahead and go ahead and sprinkle that on your fries and then put the cheese on top.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It?
And your ranch.
Yep. Meanwhile, there's the other IHOP. That's the mega church in Kansas City. It's open 24/7 every day of the year for folks to pop in and pray. This IHOP. Founded in 1999.
P&P, as they try to call it.
The old pop and pray.
Right.
P&P
at the IHOP.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I got a P&P, and I'll be right there. That'll get you a look if somebody doesn't know what you're talking about.
This one was founded in 1999. The lawsuit against Prayer IHOP isn't seeking any monetary damages.
I have a solution. There's such an easy solution to this.
Here we go. We're about to save the IHOP v. IHOP. And what is it?
Go ahead.
What you do,
P&P.
Since, you know, when people stop to P&P, it's terrible.
Speak to us, preacher.
What you do is the people from IHOP Church go to IHOP restaurant and say, look, we're open 24/7. You're open 24/7. We'll devote this much space, put an IHOP inside IHOP.
Oh, that's good. Either that or put coupons in the offering plate.